This is a lying down yoga practice. By taking the time to do this practice, you are making a tangible commitment to your own health and well-being. In order to make sure you are comfortable, wear loose-fitting clothing that will allow you to move with ease. It helps to find a quiet place with a comfortable temperature to be able to practice. Using a thin mat, such as a yoga mat, placed on the floor, will help cushion you as you practice. Stretches we will practice together are designed to help you engage in a deep state of awareness of your body, which will encourage relaxation. It is important not to try too hard to relax. Rather, just notice the way you are feeling and do your best to continue the practice. If you find yourself experiencing particular sensations as we stretch, such as tingling, aching, burning, or numbness, try to just be aware of these sensations and notice how you are reacting or responding to them. You may even want to ask yourself, "What is this I'm feeling or experiencing right now? Where is it in my body? What are my thoughts about this feeling?" If you feel that you would like to skip something as we are doing the practice, try to simply assume a comfortable position, and with your eyes closed, try to visualize yourself doing what the program is describing in as much detail as possible. Some stretches may take you to the edge of where your body is comfortable being. It is important to allow yourself to arrive at that edge and notice it, and dwell long enough here to notice your boundary, but not try too hard to press past it. There is no right place to be, only the place where you are in this moment. Over time and with practice, you may notice that your original edge has shifted. Let your own awareness of your body guide your practice, using these instructions simply as suggestions for your movement. The best results in your practice will be achieved by not trying to achieve anything at all. Let us begin by laying on our back, on top of our mats, arms out to the side, with palms facing upward, legs falling open, approximately 1 foot apart, if that feels comfortable to you. This is what is called corpse pose. Taking a deep breath through your nose, notice your belly gently rising with your inhalation and falling with your exhalation. Throughout our practice together, we will pair our inhalations and exhalations with our movements, using the breath as an anchor back to the present moment. Allowing the earth to support you, try to let the tension of your muscles melt into your mat. Inhaling, slowly raise your arms above your head, stretching from your fingers to your toes, lengthening your body as much as you can, reaching your right hand and right foot away from each other, breathing deeply, and noticing the stretch created in the right side of your body. Then, slowly, change to your left hand and left foot. Now, noticing the gentle stretch in the left side of the body. You may want to gently rotate your wrists in one direction and then reverse the direction. You may also want to rotate your ankles first in one direction and then gently the opposite direction. During your exhalations, you might allow the thoughts and events and the time of prior to beginning this practice to gently leave your body. And on your inhalations, breathe in lightness and clarity. Now let us bend both knees, placing your feet on the floor about 1 foot apart, with the knees facing the ceiling. Bringing awareness to your lower back, let's try beginning with a pelvic tilt. Inhaling, gently lift your tailbone slightly off the floor, tipping your pelvis forward, noticing as your lower spine makes contact with the floor. Now on the exhalation, gently move your pelvis in the opposite direction, noticing the space that you create between your lower back and the floor. On the inhalation, repeat this movement, tilting your pelvis forward and allowing your back to come in contact with the floor. And again on your exhalation, tilting your pelvis back, creating a slight arch in your lower back. And gently repeat this rocking motion at your own pace, breathing naturally. When you are ready, gently wrap your arms around your shins, drawing your knees in toward your chest, giving yourself a gentle hug. And if you like, rocking gently from side to side, massaging your lower back muscles. If it is comfortable for you, you can try raising your head up toward your knees as you rock back and forth and side to side. Now, on your next inhalation, gently let your left leg stretch out on the floor while continuing to hold on to your right knee, hugging it to your chest with both hands. And if it is comfortable for you, bringing your head up towards the right knee. If it is comfortable for you, you may try touching your forehead to your right knee, just noticing if you are able to do so, becoming aware of any limitation, and exhaling into the space. If you notice some intense sensations at any point, simply direct your inhalations to those sensations, and on the out-breath, allow those sensations to flow out with the breath. Gently placing your head back on the floor, allow your right leg to stretch out on the floor. And inhaling, draw your left knee in towards your chest, repeating the same movement on this side of the body, bringing your head up to meet your knee if you like, exhaling any sensations you may be feeling. Listen to your body in these movements, noticing any sensations that arise, and if possible, allowing yourself to simply be with the sensations that arise. Stretching both legs out on the floor, return to the corpse posture and direct your attention back to your belly, noticing it rising on your in-breath and falling on your out-breath. And just pausing in stillness noticing any differences in the way your body feels. And when you are ready, roll over and work your way towards coming up onto your hands and knees. In this position, we will begin cat-cow movement. Breathing out, drop your head down while arching your back up like a cat, noticing the stretch created between the shoulder blades. After a moment or so, on an inhalation, reverse the movement, allowing the belly to drop down and the head to come up, feeling the stretch in the front of the neck. And exhaling again, repeat the movement, dropping your head and arching your back to the sky. And continue with this cycle for several breaths, dropping the belly to the floor on the inhale and arching the back on the exhale. And noticing any sensations that arise in the body. And when you are ready, bringing your spine to a neutral position or tabletop, pausing here to breathe, and simply notice how the body feels after these gentle stretches. And now, lift your right leg straight out behind you, and finding your balance, lift your left arm straight out in front of you, focusing on your breath. Lower your right knee and left hand to the floor and repeat this movement on the opposite side, lifting your left leg straight out behind you and finding your balance. Lifting the right arm out in front of you and breathe. Simply feel the sensations that are arising in your body as you are in this particular posture, accepting yourself as you are, with any limitations that may arise for you in this practice. And once again, lower the arm and the knee to the ground, coming to hands and knees again. Exhaling, arch the back like a cat while dropping your head. And then on the inhalation, drop your belly to the floor and lift the head up. And then return to a neutral spine and take a deep inhalation here, noticing any changes in the body and gently exhaling. When you are ready, return to lying on your back for a moment again. Noticing any impact of this movement in the body. And once again, squeeze the knees to the chest, bringing the head up towards the knees and gently rocking from side to side, massaging the muscles of the back. Bringing this movement to a close, again, stretch out on your back, bringing your awareness again to your abdomen and your breath, and letting go into the mat. Now let us try bridge pose. Bringing your feet to the floor about a foot apart, slightly closer to your buttocks this time, knees bent facing the ceiling, arms either down by your sides or up overhead. Lift the buttocks and the lower back off the floor, allowing the weight of the body to rest on the upper back and shoulders and head and feet. And breathe here, noticing any sensations that arise in the thighs and sending the in-breath to those sensations. As much as possible, try to relax the arms, the jaw, the muscles of the face, and the buttocks, using the out-breath to assist the relaxation. If you need to come down before I instruct you to, simply listen to your body and bring the pelvis down to the floor. And when you are ready, bring it back up. In doing this, you are taking responsibility for doing these movements in a way that will offer you the most benefit for your body. In this posture, feel the belly as it expands on the in-breath and again as it deflates on the out-breath. And when you are ready, lower the pelvis down to the floor and stretch your arms down alongside your body, stretching out the legs. Allow your body once again to relax and let go, sinking into your mat. Notice any thoughts that arise in your mind. The content of them may be telling you what you should be doing or what you need to do next. Maybe thoughts about the past or the future. Maybe judging yourself for not doing the movements correctly. Whatever they are, just letting them come and go through the mind without being particularly disturbed or distracted by them. Instead, simply focus on your experience of this moment, lying on the floor and nourishing yourself in this way, contributing towards strengthening your body, freeing yourself from tension or stress, and developing a sense of your own ability to control your health and well-being. Now let us bend the left knee so that the left foot is on the floor alongside the right knee. And taking a deep breath in, lifting the right leg while keeping it straight, off the floor as far as it will go. And if possible, all the way up with the foot facing the sky. But if not, allowing it to go wherever it winds up, knowing that it is exactly where you are supposed to be in this moment. Maintaining this posture, continuing to breathe. Notice if your arms or face or shoulders are tightening, and if they are, focusing on relaxing them with the breath If you like, you can gently rotate the right ankle, first in one direction a few times, and then in the opposite direction a few times. Notice the muscles that are involved in moving the foot. If you choose to intensify this, you may choose to stretch out the left leg a bit, or by taking a moment to lift the head up towards the right knee as you hold the leg behind the thigh or calf. And when you are ready, slowly let the leg return to the ground, taking your time, being aware of the leg as it returns to the ground, and when it finally makes contact with the floor, experience the wave of relaxation that flows through the leg and the body. Now reverse the position of the legs so that the right knee is bent and the right foot is on the floor alongside the left knee. And when you are ready, taking a deep breath in and allowing the left leg to come up as far as it will go and experiencing the leg being up, allow your shoulders, arms, back, and face to relax. And if you like, begin gently rotating the left foot around a few times, first in one direction, and then in the opposite direction. And if you did the more intense stretch on the right side, go ahead and do the same stretch on the left side at your own pace. Whatever you are choosing to do, be totally present to the feelings and sensations that are arising in your body as you are in this posture. Notice your belly and the contractions of the abdominal muscles that are helping with this lifting. And when you are ready, inch by inch, let your leg come back to the floor, experiencing it as it comes down. And again, when it does make contact with the floor, experiencing the wave of release as the muscles let go, stretching out the right leg next to the left leg. Bring your attention back to the belly and the rhythm of your breathing. Full awareness of each in-breath for its entire duration, and full awareness of each out-breath for its entire duration. Being totally present, right now, in this moment, with what you are doing, with what you are experiencing and feeling, allowing yourself to really experience being. And when you are ready, roll over onto your left side and prop your head up using your left hand and put your right hand on the floor in front of your body. Just breathing, allow yourself to settle into this posture. And when you are ready, On an in-breath, slowly lift the right leg up to the sky, holding it wherever it arrives, and holding it there, breathing, closing your eyes so you can really experience what this feels like. If you feel comfortable doing so, you can use the fingers of the right hand to feel along the muscles of the right leg, feeling the hip and the side to get a sense of which muscles are working and which ones are not. If you like, you may again rotate the foot in circles, first in one direction, and then in the opposite direction. Perhaps raising the leg a little higher and a little higher, breathing and experiencing the intensity, and asking yourself if you can handle this movement at this time. And if it is too intense, simply backing off and breathing through the intensity. And when you are ready, slowly bring the leg back down, taking your time. And when it does come down, again, experiencing the wave of release. And if you like, when you are ready, on an in-breath, raising the leg back up again, and just breathing with it here. And then slowly letting it come back down. Now, rolling over onto your other side, propping your head up with your right hand, lying on the right side. And when you are ready, lifting the left leg as high as it will comfortably go, the left hand in front of the belly on the floor. You may begin rotating the foot again in one direction, and then in the opposite direction. And then lowering the leg mindfully, staying in touch the whole way down. And if you feel up to it, you may raise the leg up once again. And then slowly back down. Breathing here, noticing any sensations that are in the body. Now rolling onto your belly with your arms down next to your body. Palms open towards the ceiling. Lying on one side of your face or the other. In this position, you can feel the belly pressing against the floor each time you breathe in, and relaxing away from the floor each time you breathe out. Allowing your whole body to just sink into the floor with each exhalation. Head and shoulders, the arms, the back, the pelvis, the legs, the entire trunk. Just fall into the floor, allowing the surface beneath you to simply support you. In this position, bring the chin to the floor, leaving your hands by your sides, or if it is more comfortable, bringing your hands under your chin. Lifting the right leg off the floor as high as it is comfortable for you, and just holding it here as you breathe. And when you are ready, slowly let the leg down and relax on the other side of your face, feeling your body sinking into the floor. Once again, bring your chin to the floor with either your hands by your side or resting under your chin. And now, on an in-breath, raise your left leg as much as possible, keeping the face, the shoulders, the arms relaxed, and allowing your back and buttocks to do the work. And when you are ready, slowly let the leg come down and relaxing on the opposite side of the face. And when you are ready, putting your chin on the floor once again and lifting the head up and the neck and the shoulders, keeping your feet on the floor in what is called cobra, using your trunk muscles, back, and head muscles to lift you up, breathing, feeling the belly rise a little higher each time you breathe in. And when you are ready, very slowly, coming back down and resting on the side of your face, allowing your body to relax into the floor as your muscles release and let go. When you are ready, come up onto your hands and knees. And sit back onto your heels with your arms and hands stretched out on the floor in front of you. Lower the head to the floor or onto folded arms if that is more comfortable for you, in what is called child's pose. If you like, you can gently rock back and forth in this position, stretching out the muscles of your back. And when you are ready, come to a seated position with your legs stretched out in front of you and feet flexed. Now laying back onto your mat, allowing your feet to fall about 12 inches apart, with your hands by your side, palms up if that is comfortable for you. Bringing your attention to your breath, notice the gentle rise and fall of your belly as you allow your entire body to relax fully into your mat, allowing the practice you have just completed to fully incorporate into your body. Eventually letting go of the breath and dwelling in a deep state of stillness and relaxation. And this ends the lying down yoga practice.